Bradley University has hired on Dr. Warren Anderson as the institution's first Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Tim Shelley spoke with Anderson about his background and how he hopes to work not only on the Hilltop, but in the wider Peoria community.
Looking at the opportunity at Bradley, this is one that really got me excited. The commitment of the university, the time, the resources they're putting into making sure that whoever was selected for this position was going to be successful. The opportunity to work with the leadership team to make sure that EDI is really infused into every aspect of the institution is something that anyone in this position would really kill for. So I'm excited to come and work with the president to make sure that we are really cultivating an environment of cultural competence, both on the university campus and in the greater Peoria area. So I'm really excited about the opportunity.
Tell me a little bit about how you plan to do that. You are the first person to fill this position, so you are you're blazing the trails, so to speak.
So that's one of the exciting parts, is being the inaugural. This isn't the first time I've had to do that. Really coming in, making myself known from the beginning, meeting with students, faculty, staff on campus, but also making sure that Bradley's presence around this critical topic is felt in the community. I know the city just hired its first chief diversity officer, so absolutely partnering with her to make sure that we are building that bridge both on and off the Bradley campus, making sure that I'm touching base and communicating effectively with our corporate partners, corporate sponsors, all the local community businesses, community-based organizations, and individuals who really truly believe in this work and want to work together to really build this concept of true equity, diversity, and inclusion in the greater Peoria area. That's the exciting part about this. You're right, there is no blueprint, there is no path, but having done this in multiple areas and at multiple institutions, I know about the opportunity that awaits us, and just identifying those critical partners that can really help us succeed in this arena is probably the most exciting part.
So having walked this path at other institutions, tell me a little bit about starting out, basically where you're starting out at right now, and then I don't know how long, a year, 2 years, 3 years, where are you taking us compared to where we are right now?
So basically what I'm doing right now is just doing a lot of research, really reading up on what's happening at the institution, looking at what the opportunities are external to the organization. The president and I are going to be meeting with a number of constituents over the course of the next couple of months, even prior to me coming on board. We're going to be looking to set up meetings, set up some listening sessions, both on and off campus, to make sure that we are really hitting the appropriate tone for everything that we need to have done. The next step is going to be really laying out a plan of action for the next 3, 6, 9 months. I hate to talk about strategic planning because I usually don't like to do that right off the bat. Just making sure that we are getting the appropriate information to build a path forward. The one thing I don't want to do, because this is inaugural and this is us really setting the path for who may come in the next iteration of this, hopefully 5, 10 years down the road, making sure that they know what steps we took to ensure that we are really building a plan that incorporates every aspect of where we need to go, both on and off campus, making sure that the individuals that are going to partner with us have a good understanding of where the university wants to go, both as it relates to the students, but also the employees as well. Mainly making sure that they understand that our goal is not to just ensure that people understand the principles and value the principles of equity, diversity, and inclusion while they're on campus. Unless you are a hermit, you tend to venture out in some aspects out in your world. So whether or not a student decides that they want to go downtown to a restaurant, or they want to go see a show, or our faculty and staff that live out in the community, I want to make sure that it's a community that truly values every single member of our institution, and that our institution truly values what it means to be a part of the Peoria community, and how we can really build a lasting partnership around this work. And I think we have some of the tremendous building pieces in place to do just that.
And hitting on something a little bit more fundamental, can you just tell me a little bit more about the value of, diversity, equity, and inclusion work?
Well, ultimately, our goal is to make sure that every student that comes to Bradley leaves there with more than just a degree, that they have the tool set to be able to thrive in any workplace they go into. making sure that whoever's a part of the Bradley community understands that it's each of our jobs to not only truly live by the values of the institution as it relates to equity, diversity, and inclusion, but also making sure that we are a part of the change that's happening in society.
That's Dr. Warren Anderson speaking to Tim Shelley about what he hopes to accomplish as Bradley University's first Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.